Yeah, we're pleased, you know. I thought we got the ball down the first half, you know, the atmosphere, you know, it's you can tend to panic a little bit, but I didn't think we did. I thought we handled that well, got it down, created three or four good situations. You know, you're looking for Murphy or Jose to pop one in, and we didn't quite made the goalkeeper make a save without really testing them as much as we should. But yeah, I thought we looked solid and restricted them to very few chances.
What was your take on the red card situation? Because I know that Phil Parkinson felt that the second yellow was harsh.
Well, it was no different. He booked Jamal Campbell-Rice on the stroke of half-time. He just blocks him in the halfway line, so it was no different to that. I think once you book that, then you have to be consistent and do the other one. But, you know, when somebody pulls somebody back, Murphy got away from him, he's pulled his shirt, I think that's a yellow card these days. I don't agree with it, but these days in modern football, it's a yellow.
And it's very easy when a side go down to 10 men, isn't it, and they sit behind the ball to find it hard to break them down. So that's a positive as well, isn't it, that your side did do that?
Yeah, and you have to be patient as well. Mm. And all of a sudden people say, oh, shove three up front, and well, you know, it doesn't work like that. You've got to get good possession of the ball and you just wear them down, as we did last week as well. And then it takes sometimes a little bit of something special, you know, from the edge of the box, which Bob Harris provided.
Stefan Skugel as well today, I thought, was making some excellent runs, just not being picked out at times.
No, but that'll come when... You know, he's just really getting back to fitness, so we just need Jose to see him a bit earlier. Chris Basham did as well, both of them. That's the idea, you know, the way we set up. Jose comes and shows the feet and we get two runners beyond him, and it causes them problems. But that's how close it is. It's just a pass sometimes, a final delivery, or in Jam's case today, it was a cross, because he got in some brilliant positions, especially in the first half, and didn't produce one decent cross today, which is strange because his crossing's been absolutely superb of late.
Yeah, when he comes off of the bench, he has that impact, doesn't he? He puts some wonderful balls in there, and today from the start, he got a lot of the ball, but just that final ball in there.
Yeah, that's the frustrating thing sometimes. But there's no lack of effort, you know, the physical effort. I think supporters see that as well. It's just a little bit of quality sometimes and naivety, and we just switch off a little bit. I thought we did with 15 minutes to go.
Mark McNulty obviously came off of the bench again, got himself another goal, 4 in 6 now. He's got to be knocking on your door for a start, hasn't he?
Yeah, he keeps reminding us. You know, he knows, we know he's there. He's still learning. He's only been with us a few months, first season at this level, so he's got to improve other elements of his game. But it's brilliant to have him on the bench, even, you know, never mind starting, just to bring him on and say he's got a fair chance of getting us a goal.
It was some finish as well. I know it came through a fortunate circumstance of the defender slipping on the ball, but still, it was some finish.
It was, and they're the hard ones, you know, when you've got time to think about it. And sometimes the instinctive ones are much easier. But yeah, that's two magnificent goals he scored in the last two games.
Jamie Keverley had to come off. What's the issue with him?
His shoulder popped out. It was the way he landed. I think he went for a header with Hansen and just popped out. It went straight back in again, but it just means in the immediate aftermath it's sore. So we hope get some ice on it in the next couple of days and he should be okay. I think he's done it before as well, so get it well strapped up and he'll be okay for Tuesday.
No Wallace in your matchday squad today. What was the issue there?
No, he just came off last week and he hasn't trained this week. Just tightening up of the groins again. So we're going to have this because he's been out so long. So just precautionary with him and we hope he'll be okay for Tuesday.
How do you overcome that then? When someone's been out for so long and they come back and keep getting the same little niggle?
You don't keep playing them Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, whenever. If they need to come out for one, then they need to come out for a game. And that's how you gradually regain your fitness and your strength over a period of time. If you put him out there when he's tired and he's feeling it, it can go again.
And Neil Collins not in your matchday squad again. Has he not done enough this week to work his way back into it?
Well, there's no need to change the squad. You know, we played well last week. We've got Harrison on the bench, one centre-half. You know, you're unlucky when you lose a centre-half in the game. You know, Chris Basham can do it. We've got Craig Alcock. So it's nicer to have the other options, you know, the wide men and certainly a couple of strikers on the bench.
You've been saying as well that you wanted your side to get 3 points so they believed in what you were doing, and that's what they've done today.
Yeah, that's not a question of belief, but... you know, when you concede the last-minute goal, 99th minute last week, it does knock your confidence a bit. I think we've been pretty steady all season. I think this sort of result could have come at Chesterfield with a break, you know. The referee got the red card right today. At Chesterfield, he didn't.
And the Ched Evans situation as well. There was a story in The Sun today which said he's been offered a 2-year deal. The club have denied that. No further update for us?
No, that's it. The club have denied it. And as and when there's something further to say, the club will say it.
And I guess you just wait for that phone call then.
From the club, yeah, that's it. You know, it's going to be an incredibly difficult situation and decision to make. So, certainly not one that anybody's going to rush into.